Hey, what's going on, guys? Just give me one second. I'm gonna put my phone in my pocket. Currently walking alone. What's going on, guys? And welcome back to Lions and Podcast. Your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Something I want to speak to you guys about today is understanding your vision. You know, and you guys have heard me talk about this a lot, but this is super important, especially, you know, we're still at the beginning of the year. And something that had occurred to me recently, too. You see, like, why is a vision so powerful? Why are goals also powerful, but your vision is a little bit more powerful? You know, one thing I want you to remember, and this is what I learned by Dr. Espinoza, Joe Espinoza. Yeah, he studies the brain a lot. And I read his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It was an interesting book, really changed the way I look at things. And one of the biggest concepts he says in that book is your reality is your personality. Your personal reality, it comes from your personality, you know, personality, personal reality. So what he means by that is that how you act every day is what your life is going to be. So let me break that down. Most people are anxious about the future. Most people think very negative about the future, not so positive, because it's easier to think negative than it is to think positive about the future. It's easier for us to think about what could go wrong instead of what could go right. And so if we understand that, then we must make the effort to think of a more positive future than negative. Again, if we want to be in shape, we have to make effort. It's super easy to be fat, super easy to be out of shape, super easy to be broke, right? So we must create the effort, put in the effort for it to become better. Now, your vision. You know, recently for me, I get sometimes so focused with work and trying to get better at a certain thing that I forget kind of about the vision. And I'm like, wait. And then I was thinking to myself, I'm like, wait, what am I doing this all for? Like, because imagine you're working out and you're dieting hard and you're training and you're not really looking at your results, or you're getting some results, which is nice, but you're not really looking at what you ultimately want to look like at the end. You know, you're not envisioning yourself with taking your shirt off, taking more photos. You're not maybe looking for a girl or a guy, and you forget the beautiful parts of the vision. And so for me, it's like, yo, why am I working so hard? What's the whole point of this? Like, I enjoy what I do and I like the whole aspect. I'm like, but wait, what's the vision again, brother? And recently I'm like, well, bro, you want to go to Europe, man. You want to go and listen to music. I'm a big fan of music. I love techno. I'm like, you want to go to Europe. You want to explore. You want to be able to travel. You want to be able to buy this house. And I rarely think about like a house or things like that. I'm like, yo, for a second, like, just go back to that vision. And I started listening to music. I started listening to some DJs, because I'm always either listening to somebody that's teaching me something about business or personal development. I'm like, rarely listen to like live DJs at times. And so I went back and I started listening and started imagining myself again, like traveling, finding someone, meeting up with people, listening to cool music, going from maybe this hotel to that hotel, and still working, you know, still working with clients, still running my business. My business has gotten bigger. And I started smiling. I started feeling better. I'm like, man, this is so sick, dude. This is so sick. Because if you close your eyes and you imagine the future and an exciting future, you'll start smiling. You'll start bringing the emotions of the future. And that's what Dr. Joe Espinoza talks about. He talks about how if you want to, your reality comes from your personality. And so you have to take the time to visualize where you want to go and invoke the emotions. And so when you think about your future, and the body is what I'm mainly, you know, used to. So it's like if you envision yourself like 10, 20 pounds lighter, ripped, wearing something you like, people complimenting you, like that feels good. You can feel the energy of that vision. You can feel it right now. You can close your eyes and be like, man, like taking my shirt off, going over here, or feeling strong, feeling proud, feeling excited, having energy. And like this changes your demeanor in the current moment, in the present. And so take time, because that gives you excitement. That gives you motivation to keep going, especially when things get difficult. And it also gives you a reason why you're going through everything you're going through, because your brain can only take so much pain. And there's a study. It's like your brain, when it sets high goals and you don't see yourself accomplishing them, it's painful. And so the brain can't stay in that state of pain for too long. That's why people end up drinking, going out, having sex, and like eating all this other all bullshit. Like, they eat a lot of fucking bullshit, because your brain cannot stay in a state of constant pain. It has to find some sort of pleasure, you know? And so take a moment today, 5-10 minutes, and just visualize where you want to go, and smile, and like evoke all the emotions, whether it be traveling for you, whether it be music. It's music, and music for me, it's being able to be financially good, it's being able to be in shape, be with somebody, share love, share experiences. And so the vision is emotional. The vision creates emotion in you. The vision creates excitement. You know, when we were kids and we had like a field trip, and the night before you were so excited, you're like, oh, I can't wait, you know, or you had some big trip planned and you're so excited to go. That excitement doesn't have to necessarily mean that you have to wait for it to bring out about that excitement in your life. You can literally feel excited today. You can feel excited after this podcast and be like, let me think about this vision. Like, what do I really want? And just don't set a single fucking limit. You know, there's this question that was asked to me yesterday by this guy named Dan Pena, who's a trillion-dollar man. Very tough on motherfuckers, but that's how he should be. And he's like, what if you weren't afraid? What if you weren't afraid? What would you do? You become limitless. I'm like, damn, what if I wasn't afraid? What would I do? I talk to everybody. I get everybody to train. I get everybody to join my program. I get everybody to join, you know, my experience, you know? And so ask yourself, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And imagine that vision. Imagine it. You got to think bigger than most people around you. It's the only way for you to actually get bigger things. And some kid asked me the other day, he's like, hey, Alex, like, what if you tell your goals to certain people and they kind of like downplay your goals? I'm like, listen, brother, don't tell motherfuckers that aren't doing better than you in life about your goals, because they're not going to fucking motivate you. They're not going to inspire you. All right. Because if they haven't even accomplished it, why are they going to think that you can do it, you know? Most people aren't that supportive. So, like, I wouldn't tell... If you have these goals and your vision, don't tell your vision and your goals to people who are not ahead of you in life or in that vision. Because you're just going to tell it to people who have limits, you know? And we don't need that kind of shit. You don't need that kind of, like, doubt in your mind when we're already trying to fight our own doubts, you know? So, remember that. Take the time to establish that vision. It makes a big difference in how you operate on a daily basis. And you want to be able to have that, because it also creates your reality. All right? So go create that vision. Still early on in the year. Go back to it when you need that motivation, because the vision carries emotions. All right? The vision carries emotions. Goals carry an emotion, but not really. They're just numbers. You know? So much love, guys. I appreciate you. Have a great day.